Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy's transition team will receive advice from former Republican Governor Sean Parnell on the proposed gas pipeline. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the latest update on the transition plan.
Governor Bill Walker has made advancing a gas line one of his signature efforts, but it will be Walker's predecessor that Governor-elect Dunleavy's transition will be turning to as a special advisor on the project. Transition Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says Sean Parnell is well positioned for it. The announcement echoed at a press conference Friday in the hangar at Security Aviation in Anchorage.
No one knows more about the project than the former governor. Sean Parnell and his previous work on AKLNG moved the project along to a point it had really never reached before, and he stands ready to evaluate where we are as we move forward and advise the governor-elect.
Babcock also announced Dick Randolph will advise the transition on constitutional amendments. He led the effort to abolish Alaska's income tax in 1980. Dunleavy has supported guaranteeing permanent fund dividends in the Constitution, and he suggested the state should limit revenue for state government in the Constitution. He's pointed to Colorado as a potential inspiration for an amendment. Colorado requires voter approval for any tax increases, and Dunleavy wants to lower the spending limit in the state constitution. Dunleavy announced the Transition Policy Council will have two co-chairmen. They are John Moeller, a Juneau commercial fisherman who served as senior rural affairs advisor to Parnell, and Brett Huber, who managed Dunleavy's campaign and will be a senior policy advisor in the administration. Moeller says the transition will examine the role of the Tribal Advisory Council formed by Walker. Moeller notes that Dunleavy has proposed a rural sub-cabinet that could serve a similar objective. Huber says Alaskans can provide their ideas about how to implement Dunleavy's agenda.
We're already hearing comments from Alaskans on how best to help put this plan in place.
Alaskans can submit their ideas through the transition website, GovernorMikeDunleavy.com. Dunleavy says much work needs to be done in the next 3.5 weeks.
We have a very short window, very short time frame to do this.
Dunleavy will be sworn in on December 3rd. In Anchorage, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.